cat just drank a gainer shake.
There you go. Yeah, pretty much. October 18th, 2022. Just 3 days until the 100 Millionaire Summit, where the cat will be live on stage in front of a few hundred people, shilling Leo Finance at the end of his presentation. Shill.
Live and really direct.
Yes. Actually, the funny part is... Discord. Oh, I'm still muted on Discord. I always forget. The funny part is it actually might be live because Gualter is known to live stream my talk on Facebook.
Like that.
Where's my unmute? Boom. Now y'all can hear me in Discord too. Right on. So Leo Finance AMA, October 18th. And before we jumped on, Cal was telling me something about one of the community members did like a PE analysis on Cub. It was Cub, right?
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, let me see it. Here, I'll drop it in Discord.
So,
yeah, apparently, cool to get your thoughts on it live on air.
I mean, I think it's just a cool conversation for everybody, especially because you said based on that analysis, which I have not looked at yet, but he was saying that the PE for Cub is roughly five.
Five, yeah. I just dropped it in Discord, Leo TV chat. But yeah, 5.33.
Nice. Value stock, baby.
So that is value stock territory.
Buy it while it's cheap. Yeah, speaking of the AMA chat, I got to catch up and make sure we don't have any questions sitting. It looks like there are some questions we'll have to touch on that people dumped in here. Or maybe they already asked and answered. It's like, almost looks like general chat. But yeah, that's badass. I mean, based on current revenue and all that, you know, that is technically value stock level. So, you know, if we could see PE pump up to like tech stock levels, we're looking at, you know, at least a 4x on that PE ratio. And that's, you know, at current revenue, that assumes revenue stays constant, which definitely isn't the case, especially as the multi-bridge revenue grows, which, I mean, shit, I just know personally that it will because I continually add to it just like organically with my HBD earnings and my, you know, Cub earnings. And I'm sure there's others doing the same.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the bridge has been growing in terms of liquidity every day. I think we just crossed 600K in Beehive BHBD liquidity just the other day. And then, you know, it grows by a couple of $1,000 per day, which is awesome. Really cool to see.
This is probably all good stuff for a Leo Finance AMA recap. Not that I'm not really in the mood to multitask, but I got to give the people what they want. Nobody knows what it means, but it's provocative. It gets the people going.
It's pretty crazy to see like the wrapping volume last month was $360,000, which is pretty solid for that was essentially the second month of operation. So Multitoken Bridge launched on Cub in August. And then, so this was the September numbers. And so 360K is pretty good. Annualized, that's $4.4 million per year. That is basically being transacted across the bridge. So Beehive and BHBD being wrapped and unwrapped. And then there's a 0.5% wrapping and unwrapping fee. So essentially you just take that 4.4 million and then take that 0.5%. And that's the that's where a lot of the revenue comes from. Obviously, then you also have staking revenue. So that's when the Oracle basically stakes HBD and gets the 20% yield on it. So it's earning, I think, like $1,400 a month from that, 1,400 HBD a month. And then the big piece of revenue is arbitrage. So basically as those pools get deeper and deeper, the amount of arbitrage that the Cub DAO can do just continues to grow exponentially. So it's pretty pretty amazing to see that grow. And then this analysis was done with the current Cub price. And then, yeah, so the way you get PE is basically just by taking that revenue and the market cap and finding that multiple. But yeah, like Mitch said, I'm curious to see what happens as essentially as the revenue grows. And then obviously you got to see what happens to the Cub token. Cub really hasn't moved much. It moved up 30% recently. And then I think it gave back about 10% of those gains. So we're still about 15-20% higher than we were when the multi-token bridge launched. But then all that revenue is just continuing to grow, which means the PE ratio continues to get lower and lower. And a lower PE ratio is good in terms of you know, revenue per share, essentially. So we're kind of in like that growth stock territory where there's very little speculation in the Cub price. It's essentially valued at where it's earning, and people are valuing it that way. So it's kind of cool to see a DeFi token. I would have never thought to run this myself, but it's kind of cool to see a DeFi token being valued based on actual revenue, kind of like a company. So yeah, it's really interesting. Given that the market cap of Cub is only $400,000 and the TVL of the multi-token bridge, so Beehive and BHVD, is 600,000 and growing by thousands every single day, I think that's also a cool metric. So I think we're on pace. Last time I ran the numbers, the DAO is on pace to buy somewhere around 350,000 Cub and burn it this month. So that's around half of all the Cub that is basically coming into circulation. So it's cool to see. I think we'll end the month close to 1.5 million total Cub burned, which is three times as much as what we burned in the entire existence of Cub. So pretty cool stuff.
So this is pretty interesting because, you know, really we're in, I guess, a new frontier with you know, Web3 and decentralization and DAOs, because, you know, this is technically price to earnings ratio, right? But in reality, like, and again, I'm just glancing at this, it's based off of the earnings is really more so revenue. Because revenue is earnings, because really there's no expenses being taken out. Like, all that revenue essentially is being applied. So this is kind of like a new frontier. Maybe in crypto we'll start a thing called RE ratio, you know, revenue to earnings. Because I mean, think about it, like all this revenue should be being generated, like none of that is being used to, like, you know, buy inventory or, you know, payroll or whatever. It's literally all going towards, at least in the case of Cub, it's going towards, you know, burns. So pretty interesting.
Yeah. It's basically as if a company existed that used 100% of revenue to for share buybacks, which is pretty crazy. So yeah, I mean, like if revenue grows by 2x, then the buybacks grow by 2x. There's no, like you're saying, there's no like middle, like expenses or research and development or anything like that. It's just, you know, purely the revenue comes in and it goes straight to buybacks and burns. So yeah, if you watch the Cub DAO account every month, it's just constantly buying and burning. Right now, actually, we're testing something with limit orders on PancakeSwap. So PancakeSwap recently added limit orders in the last couple of months, where you can actually do limit orders on their DEX, which is extremely interesting. Those limit orders could come into handy with the DAO, because essentially the DAO is just trying to buy at the cheapest possible price. So it has a moving average price feed. So when the Cub price jumped 30%, basically the DAO spent like, I think, 6 or 7 days without buying any Cub to burn. It just pulled up funds and waited for the price to kind of reach that simple moving average. So now that we're back to that simple moving average, because obviously those 7 days passed, the Dow's been buying and burning. And what I'm kind of curious to see is how the limit orders work. So the Dow is now starting to slowly place limit orders, very small limit orders at below market prices. So when someone sells, it'll automatically fill those limit orders. And then it's obviously still doing its market buys as well. But now the Dow is kind of sitting on a lot of funds because it didn't buy for a whole week as it waited for the price to catch up. So yeah, I think it's burned roughly 100,000 cubs so far, and it's supposed to burn close to 350,000 or more at the current price of cub by the end of the month. So it's got, 12, 13 days left?
Yeah.
So... yeah, I mean, the exponential, the crazy factor that you can't really solve for or predict for is as this PE ratio drops, it becomes more and more, cub becomes more and more at like a risk-free value where, you know, the valuation is so low that compared to earnings. So what happens when we kind of reach that parity? And then if cub kind of bases off from there and the price starts to slowly increase, which I think we're kind of already seeing now, the price is like 20% higher than it was when the bridge launched. If we see that kind of slowly grind up, if you actually watch the yields on cub finance for the Beehive and BHBD pools, those yields increase as the price increases because the price ratio of cub versus HBD and Hive increases, which means that your yield is higher because it's all based on dollar value. So I'm kind of curious to see what happens when that dollar value continues to increase and the yield increases, which drives in more Beehive and BHBD TVL. So we're, like I said, we're at like 610,000 or whatever right now. And, you know, once that gets to 750,000 and then a million and then, you know, 1.2 million, and then the price of cub starts to grind higher, it just kind of attracts in more revenue. So like you said, if cub were to 4X to be like more tech valuation in terms of PE ratio, then all the yields will 4X. So right now you can earn like 30% APY in that BHBD-BUSD pool. So, you know, when the cub price 4X's, the yield on that will go from 30% to 120%.
Nice. scrolling through trying to find all the questions. I mean, I got one. I think there's another one, but it might have been answered already, but we still may cover it. Do you have any other kind of weekly updates / housekeeping items you want to touch on before we jump into any questions?
Yeah. So
Threads, we've got Leo Mobile, Polycub, any other things?
Yeah. So we kind of touched on the bridge stuff so far. So Leo Finance kind of has this, we put up this post last week calling for designs for the new Leo UI. So basically what we're doing is we've built this kind of really nice framework for Leo Finance. And it's this whole backend that we've built out. We've spent a lot of time, essentially the last 2 years, building this whole backend and kind of getting ready for the future, which you can kind of see with Threads is kind of where we're headed. So Leo Finance is turning into more of a full-scale Web3 platform in terms of, it's not just blogging anymore. There's micro-blogging, and then, you know, we've got the DeFi features. So all of this stuff kind of culminates into our, you know, our ultimate Web3 app. So we're kind of taking this approach of taking all the work that we've done, all the back-end work, and then restarting our front-end UI development basically from scratch. So, you know, I have a lot of ideas for turning Leo Finance into a much more user-friendly app and kind of creating the app of the future in terms of Web3. What we've built right now is kind of a Frankenstein app in a lot of ways, because we basically started building this version of Leo Finance roughly like 2.5 years ago. So 2.5 years ago, Leo Finance was a lot different. The technology on Hive was a lot different. our technology on the back end was a completely different landscape than it is now. It's a lot more developed now than it ever was. So given all of that, we can continue to develop the current UI and kind of keep Frankensteining in new features, which is, you know, how you kind of see threads and blogging. It's, you can kind of, if you know what you're looking at, you can kind of tell that threads was added after the fact. It wasn't, the whole UI wasn't built with all the features in mind. We kind of have been adding things as we went. So the idea is basically to go back to first principles, go back to the beginning, and build the UI in a way that is more cohesive and fulfills kind of what we've built with this backend, which is that we can handle microblogging and blogging and obviously tokenization and all these other Web3 features. So, you know, we've basically come up with designs for a brand new UI if we were to just kind of start from scratch. And from those designs, we're going to start, we actually already started building out the new UI. It's going to take roughly 2 to 3 months to build this UI to the point where you guys can use it. So what we're going to do is keep the current UI live, obviously, the whole time. And then when the new UI is ready, say 2 months from now, we're going to publish that UI onto the Alpha website. So then on the Alpha Leo Finance website, you'll be able to use the brand new from scratch UI. And then we'll kind of have them side by side for a while. And as soon as we're happy with the Alpha UI, will basically replace the current UI, the production UI. And I think what a lot of people are going to be surprised with when it comes to the new UI is how essentially we're taking a very heavy focus on blogging. And, you know, the homepage is going to look, if you look at the design right now, actually, it looks almost identical to Twitter. So we're kind of taking this interesting approach with the new UI, which is to make short form content or microblogging the basically primary focus of the UI, and long form content will always have a place. I don't ever want people to think that like long form content is going away or anything. I think long form content has a huge place on the internet, and obviously a lot of us came together for long form blogging through Hive. But what we're going to be doing is changing the homepage and the initial. So when you initially get to Leo Finance, your experience is a lot more Twitter-like, which I think is a lot more understandable, a lot more user-friendly, a lot more inviting to a wider audience than long-form blogging is. And then the blogging is like an extra added thing to that. So whereas we're kind of the opposite right now, I think that is the future of Web3. I think 90% of people want short-form content to be the main thing that they see. And then 10% of people want to, you know, basically let's say you read a thread that talks about the Cub PE ratio and you're extremely interested in that topic and you want to dive deeper, someone can post a thread with the PE ratio and kind of have a short snippet about it. And then they can post the link to their long form piece of content talking about it, which is exactly how a lot of people use Twitter. The thing is, Twitter doesn't have long form content built into the platform. It always takes you off the platform to like Bloomberg or CNN or something. Whenever you want to read a full scale article, it's taking you off site. So instead, we're kind of giving that full experience where short form is on the front, and then you can kind of go dive deeper if you want to, which I think is a lot more cohesive and fluent. And then Solomy just asked, can there be a classic and modern mode switch? This way, you can switch between long form and short form heavy pages. Yeah. So what I think is going to happen is the homepage is going to be very short form heavy. And when you first land on the UI, especially as a new user, what you're going to see is essentially Twitter. It's going to look identical to Twitter. And I think that's extremely important. And then I think from there,
dude, speaking of UI, and you know what, you got to take the wins with the losses. But as I'm writing up this recap for the Win Soon show, literally the page just refreshes on its own and says network error, and then I'm like, what the hell? And then I try to refresh that and I get request failed with status code 500. Hashtag live fail. Of course I am. I'm signed in through Keychain, dude. What in the f just happened?
You probably have it still saved in your drafts folder.
I hope so, which is weird because I have another tab open, like with the thread stream, and that's fine. But
sometimes that happens on the publishing page, especially if you somehow sign out or get signed out.
That's what I was on.
Sometimes when I'm switching between accounts.
We're about to find out if I got anything in my drafts. Please be in the drafts. Nope. It's the publish page. I just went to the publish page and you get network error. So something happened with the publish page because I just went from threads to that. So if I'm back at threads, no problem. If I go to my feed, no problem. Something happened with the publish page. If you go to or whatever.
You got signed out on your other tab.
No, I'm signed in. I just voted on something. Very interesting. The drama live on air.
Yeah, make sure you add a title to your post and start typing the body because then it'll save it as draft.
I did both those things. So I'm hoping when I can get back to the drafts, it'll be there. But let's see about now. Boom, I got there. It's crazy.
Drafts will save your life.
Nothing different happens, but it just worked 30 seconds later. That's weird. You know what I did do? I mean, again, I was definitely signed in. I voted on something just to verify I was signed in because otherwise, you know, the keychain pop-up comes. So after I voted on something and then I actually tried going, then the publish page came up. So even though I was not signed out, I did, I guess, perform something on the blockchain. So I don't know, maybe that gave me the refresh I needed. Super weird though, which takes me to another topic while we're here. I noticed, and maybe it could just be a me thing, but when I go to Leo Finance homepage, and even if I do a hard refresh.
You're talking about the curator's picks?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a known issue. So I posted a thread about it. So ever since the hard fork basically changed a lot of the APIs that we use, it changed a lot of the endpoints. So it actually broke the way that Lightning fetches the curator's pick. So if you click at the top and you click curated, it will show you no content. Because basically ever since the hard fork, Lightning hasn't been able to pull it. But we're working on that right now. I would say probably by tomorrow or the next day, we'll have curator's picks fixed. Because we essentially have to update Lightning to be compatible with the hard fork.
Yeah, makes sense. Worked out for the people that ended up being stuck on the homepage. 10 days of being front and center.
Yeah.
Some familiar.
Good marketing.
Of course, Addicted ended up being one of those people. But that's good though, because honestly, like you want, if you're going to have content up there, I mean, obviously all the curated picks are generally good content, but you know, people like Addicted are, you know, usually high quality content. Same thing, like Forex Broker is another one that's up there. Same thing, Taskmaster. So at least we got, you know, some well-known high quality contributors stuck up there for the week.
Yeah.
But anywho, so yes, that was my little sidebar in regards to UI. So that was current UI. Back to future UI.
Yeah. So the future UI is very heavily focused on short form. When you first land on the homepage, it's going to look like Twitter. From there, it's going to be kind of like this fluid experience where you kind of flow from short form to long form content. That's the idea, is that you have this extremely fluid experience of short form when you want it, long form when you want it. Solmi had a good point in Discord. There's going to be some settings in the back end, and this might not be there when it's live, but it will be there. That's kind of the long-term idea, is there's going to be a lot of settings in the back end. And if you look at Twitter and Facebook and other Web2 platforms, there's a lot of settings on their back end where basically you can change the way that content is displayed to you. For example, you can show explicit content on Twitter, or you can hide it. So if there's like curse words or images that are reported as being explicit, If you have that setting flipped on, it'll hide that stuff from you. So stuff like that, like basically content preferences, can be built into the settings page. So what I'm assuming is that in the beginning, we're going to create that very fluid dynamic experience of short form being put front and center and long form kind of being that flow when you want to dive deeper into something more specific. Or maybe you have authors that you follow like Addicted or Taskmaster and you want to see their long form content. You just hit your feed and then exactly how it works right now. You go to my feed and you see the long form content from all the people you're following. So it's kind of that fluid experience will just kind of be there from the beginning. And then in the long run, having those settings where you can say, you know, I want to see explicit content or I don't want to see explicit content. So, you know, I actually ironically sold me just started something. I haven't really dived into it yet, but he started something called Bullshit. And I think he's doing like a bullshit token on Threads. So it's like hashtag bullshit. So for example, that could be considered explicit content. So on the settings page, we could add a filter for explicit content. And if the word bullshit is in a thread, then it would hide that thread from you. So like, let's say you want your kid to be on threads or something, or you just don't believe in reading curse words or something, you can basically flip on the setting and then you won't see that stuff. You won't see when people swear or have explicit pictures. So stuff like that. It's, you know, adding content preferences is going to be a big way to kind of turn like web2ify the platform. And obviously we can also add content settings that are, we can add a lot of different content settings that are around the long form, short form experience. So maybe you want the homepage of leofinance.io to show long form content and you don't want to see any short form content. We can add a filter to filter out all the short form stuff. And then you'll only have long form blogging like you do right now. Stuff like that is easy to do on the back end. So I definitely think we'll have that stuff sooner than later. Yeah, I mean, it's really cool to see that kind of come together in the design form. And we're going to be two to three months out from having that live, where essentially a lot of people are going to be coming to LeoFind. Like we have a lot, if you actually look at the analytics, and I kind of had this realization on a podcast I did recently, but if you look at the analytics, we have a lot of traffic that comes through to Leo Finance that never signs up, never comments, never upvotes. There's like an incredible amount of traffic that is just lurkers who come to read content. They jump onto the homepage, then they jump into an article, and then they leave the site. And we have tracking for all of this through the Simple Analytics tracking app. So we can basically see that a lot of people are interested in like reading and not engaging, but just kind of looking through the content on the site. So I think when we have like this Twitter front end, this Twitter homepage on Leo Finance, that's going to change that dynamic a lot, where we get a lot more people to sign up. We get a lot more people to post a thread, to reply to other threads, and just to engage with the site a little bit more. It's kind of like giving them a baby step into the pool, as opposed to just jumping them and dropping them off in the long form deep end of the pool. So I really think that's going to change the dynamics of how many people we can onboard. Right now we onboard, you know, over 100 accounts a month, but I think that could easily jump to 1,000 accounts a day, even at the current traffic, if we can just start to capitalize on a lot of this traffic and get people interested in signing up by having a lot more of a simplistic experience on the front end. So like I said, this whole idea came about because of the development of Threads. We kind of have this Frankenstein UI right now, where we've developed so many features on the back end, like community pages, threads, the explore pages, curators picks, all this stuff that we've developed over the years since this UI was originally built. We've kind of had to Frankenstein it all together. So what we're doing is going back to the drawing board, first principles, rebuild the whole UI from scratch, and incorporate all this stuff in a much more cohesive and fluent experience. And that is that's kind of our mission going forward for the next 2 or 3 months. And I think you'll have that UI, and I think the experience is just going to be drastically better. So that's where the UI is at. Other updates. Yeah, I mean, that, I would say that's kind of the primary focus. We just released emojis on Threads. GIFs should be out in the next 2 days to Threads. So all this Threads development obviously gets incorporated in the new UI as well. So it's we're not wasting any time, basically. We're just rolling the ball on, you know, we basically have developers focusing on current Threads development, and then we have developers focusing on the new UI that's being built from scratch. And those kind of happening at the same time is what's going to keep us pushing forward very quickly.
I'm just looking at a question from, not even from last week, but it's something that pretty much already exists. It looks like someone's basically just talking about what already exists, community pages. But I mean, community pages are important, and I think they haven't maybe gotten the momentum that was hoped for. But I also think that's an organic thing. I mean, you can obviously put it out there. You can try and onboard communities, promote communities. But in the end, like, you're just going to have people that are passionate about that specific topic that kind of get the ball rolling and keep that community active.
Yeah, with the new Threads, or the, not the new Threads UI, the new Leo Finance UI, there's going to be a pretty hefty focus on community pages as well. It's going to kind of take, I'll just give you a little small teaser, but the homepage will look like this. This is just like a small section of it. But the homepage is going to give way to a bigger focus on community pages, where when you do want long form content, when you do want content about specific subjects, you're going to have to jump into the community page for that content, which I think is a great experience. So we're kind of cordoning off content into the communities that you're interested in. So you can follow communities, community pages, you can engage with community pages, you can engage with the moderators of community pages, make requests to them, message them, do all sorts of stuff like that. So community pages is going to take a very big focus in the new UI. Obviously, like I said, in the current UI, it's kind of Frankensteined in with community pages. So there's kind of just like a little tab at the top where you can go to these different pages, and that's not an ideal experience. On the new UI, community pages are built, obviously, they're baked in from the beginning, which makes it a completely different experience. And then the other big thing that's going to happen for them is threads on each community page specific to those pages. So like, for example, when you go to the Thor Chain community page on the new UI, it doesn't just show you long form content. It actually shows you also the threads, the short form content about Thor Chain. So it kind of gives you that dual experience. And I think it's going to add a lot of activity to these community pages. And kind of tying that into, you know, the podcast and all this content that we're working on and partnerships. We did the first podcast last week with founders from other blockchains and applications. So we had an NFT app from BNB Smart Chain, and we had an NFT app from Avalanche. And then it was obviously me, and then a Nomad Soul was moderating. So it was the four of us on this podcast. And then at the end of it, they said that they really appreciated how active our community was. So they saw, obviously they saw we had a bunch of community members live in Discord when we did that live show last Thursday. And then we also had a lot of people on YouTube, Twitter, and then they saw all sorts of comments and got a lot of activity on their UI. So at the end of the podcast, after we stopped recording, they asked us if they could set up their own community pages on Leo Finance and start bringing their own community members over. To basically talk about their projects and, you know, engage with their team's updates. Because as it stands, their team is posting updates on Medium, which is obviously a Web2 blogging platform, and they don't get a lot of engagement. not a lot of people are even reading their update posts. Whereas on Leo Finance, they could post their update posts and get hundreds of people to read it and dozens of comments from our community and from their own community. So we kind of went back and forth over this idea that they can create their own community page, and then we're going to give them a Leo Power delegation so that they can bring over their community and upvote their comments. So when they do post a blog update, their community members can jump in and leave a comment about what they think about that update. And then they can use their community account to upvote all those comments and give them Leo. So we're kind of reaching this new marketing apex. And I think community pages are going to be at the core of what we do with the new UI.
Dude, that honestly couldn't have worked out any better. I mean, that's something I didn't think of as far as a like ripple effect, you know, by doing that podcast. You know, you're getting that kind of like one-on-one, being able to talk to somebody, and then they can see the power of Leo Finance, the community, and then why it makes sense for them to create a community page, especially if they already have a community elsewhere, and they're looking to gain more traction and or even feedback. As far as onboarding goes, I never even thought about that. That is definitely going to be your highest hit rate. You're probably going to have that as a common occurrence that your guests want to create a community page on Leo Finance, because most guests either have a community or they're building a community. So I would say first episode of that show is absolute success. The Thursday one?
Thursdays. Yep. Every Thursday. I don't think we've picked a very specific time because we're kind of,
well, that's just the MO. Same with the AMA. Did you guys come up with a name for Thursday yet or no?
So that's a good question. I actually just put I just put up a thread asking people to make suggestions for the name. So I will drop the link here. There's about 11 suggestions so far. I'm closing it actually in the next, I'll give you guys 5 to 10 minutes. If you can create a name, drop it as a reply to that thread. I'm going to pick one winner in literally the next 5 or 10 minutes, and I'm going to send you 100 Leo. So we've been trying to come up with good name ideas, and I've seen a few. So I'd say my top, I just read through it, and my top two choices right now. So I would say that the two in the running, and then if you post one now and I like it, it'll be in the running too. The first one is called Building Blocks. That is a suggestion by Boss. And I like that idea because it's the whole show is about having founders on from other blockchains and apps. So Building Blocks is kind of a cool name because we're obviously building on the blockchain. So I'm a fan of that name. And then another one in the running is by Farm Girl. It is Founder Hour. I think that's cool too. So currently those are the two top two.
I mean, at this point, we might as well just pick a winner before the end of the AMA.
We're going to pick it in the next 5-10
minutes. Live winner. So basically, yeah. Live essentially, it is noon Eastern time and come 12:10. We'll cut it off and make a pick. Sounds like you already got a couple you like. So
See
if we get any others that make a run at the title.
So it's roughly going to be every Thursday, sometime around noon Eastern-ish. I think we'll come up with a specific time later on, but we're kind of working it out because, for example, last week, one of the founders was from the Asia time zone. So we did it kind of early. I think we did it at like 9 or 10 Eastern. So we did it a little bit earlier to accommodate his schedule.
I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. If you're doing live, you got to do that. You know, when you record things, it's so much easier to do a set time, but yeah. I mean, if you're going to have guests that are all over the world, which is going to happen with crypto, it's impossible do a set time every day because it's just not going to work for some people. It'll be, 4 a.m. for them.
Yep.
Interesting. I'm looking at the thread now. What do we got? All right. I see one I like. Oh, that one's good too. Yeah, I see. I see, actually, there's a lot of good ones in here.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. I'm trying to think if I can throw my hat in the ring here in the next 10 minutes. So what is this? This is a live podcast for crypto, like basically other crypto projects to basically just come together and just talk crypto and talk, you know, their crypto projects.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's basically me. So every week we're going to do this. It's going to be me and then two founders from other applications or blockchains. So three founders total, me and two others. And then a Nomad Soul is our moderator. So he asks us questions and stuff like that. So yeah, so it's basically like three founders coming together for like a fireside chat on what we're doing, what we're building, and then also, you know, the broader industry, crypto. And obviously last week, the two founders were both NFT. They were founders of NFT projects. So we talked a lot about NFTs and play to earn. So it's going to be, the topics will kind of vary depending on what the founders do. But it's like general talk about founding a crypto project, followed up by, you know, what we do in our specific projects, and then the industries, the specific niche industry that we're in. So for example, they were like play to earn and NFTs. And then I'm obviously doing a lot of Web3 stuff with Leo. And then, you know, at the end, we kind of talk about general crypto market, industry, what we're excited about, stuff like that.
Sweet. I'm literally just blasting out all sorts of names in a thread right now. all around one, like basically I just went with a theme and now I'm just doing variations of off the top of my head, best I'm going to do. Not bad. That's cool though. I'm throwing my hat in the ring here.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say the most exciting thing to me is that chat that we had at the end where, you know, they were very interested in creating a community page and bringing their community over and getting that delegation to upvote the comments on their content. Because, you know, and I can speak from experience, what you want as a, you know, as a project founder or, you know, a project manager is when you post an update about the project, you know, what the project's doing, like say, for example, like this week in Leo, like we post a weekly update about what's happening in Leo. What you want is people commenting and engaging with the content and showing that there's an active community there. You want that both for the engagement itself, just to see what the community is saying about your update. You also want it for external viewership. So like, you know, if you come to a Medium article and some project is posting, you know, project updates and there's zero comments on all of their Medium articles, you're going to think that that's a dead project. But if you come to a Leo Finance community page and you see the latest update from the team and there's 100 comments beneath it, because each of those commenters is earning a little bit of Leo from that delegation, that shows like a much more vibrant, thriving community and project. And that's what every project wants out there. There's no project that doesn't want engagement on their content. And Leo is very uniquely positioned with the type of community that we have. And then obviously all the tokenization with Leo Power, we're very uniquely positioned to give projects a platform to you know, give their updates and bring engagement to their content. And I think this is going to be one of the biggest ways that we onboard new people. And like I said, with the new UI, it's just going to make that, I mean, we've already got all the capability now, but with the new UI, it's just going to make that 100 times better.
Heck yeah. All right, my submissions are in. I agree. I know my soul just says, Cal makes him fall in love with Leo doing it live. Absolutely. That's why in the end, face-to-face sales, so to speak, is always your highest conversion.
Yep.
I mean.
Well, it's better than a cold call because it's kind of like a cold call, but instead we're doing it after you know, after we had just talked for 2 hours about their project and they get to see how active the Leo community is. So also a public service announcement. make sure you come to the show live every Thursday and leave some comments and show that, show your activity, show these founders why they should join Leo, because of, you know, our active community. And
so since this show could be at different times of the day on Thursdays, where is the best place to see the announcements for when that show is happening? I'm assuming there's going to be at least somewhat of a notice before each show.
Yeah, there should be at least a 24-hour notice before each show. The best places to find it will be in Discord. Obviously, we do the, so if you, you may have noticed that the weekly AMA name on the Discord voice channel that we're in changed from weekly AMA to Leo TV. So now we're obviously doing all these different shows, and we're going to start adding more shows and do all sorts of shows throughout the week. So the best places are going to be in Discord. We're going to use the announcements. So when we at everyone on the announcements channel on Discord, obviously Threads. So we're, you know, you can follow me, you can follow A Nomad Soul and at Leo Growth. And we're going to be posting Threads and Twitter updates, and, you know, everywhere that we can, we'll post an update about it. Yeah. So A Nomad Soul, just to confirm, this Thursday will be 10 a.m. Eastern. So, oh, nice. So he'll try. So Nomad Soul is in charge of all this, by the way. So you can send your, you can send your compliments and your complaints to A Nomad Soul.
Bah.
Or at least maybe send the compliments to me, but send him your complaints. He'll try to have the date and time set every Monday. So
nice. So I assume basically in announcements on Discord, it'll get thrown up there.
Yeah.
Cool. Earlier, Soli asked, how does one start and own a community on Leo Finance?
Yeah, good question. You can reach out to either me or A Nomad Soul, or open, say, a tech support ticket, just to get in touch. And we can add a community page for you. With this UI, I feel like every conversation is going to lead back to us building the new UI. But with the current UI, there is no UI framework on the front end for creating a community page. So we do that on the back end right now. So if you want a community page, we can set it up for you. It's not difficult. Yeah, so if you've got an existing community and you want to set up a page, just reach out to us.
Sweet. Scaredy cat community incoming. I definitely do not create enough content anymore for that. Well, T minus 2 minutes for your submissions on the Thursday Live podcast name. All right, what else do we got? I think most questions were covered and or answered in the chat. The new UI has not been finalized. That's still a while away. I think. Oh, Schmoogle asked when Polycub price feed bot in Discord. We have BLeo, we have Cub, we not have Polycub.
Yeah, so Gerber was the one who originally created those price feeds, and he is too busy right now to build us new ones. So,
I mean, you are not wrong. I forgot Gerber's even alive.
He's grinding away. So if you want to see a new price feed bot, I think we could do a lot to improve the current ones. So I'd love to see someone create better ones. So if you have any ideas or are a developer and want to do that, we just kind of haven't allocated resources for it. But if you want to help us out, make us a Discord price feed bot, that would be awesome. I would also love to see ones for Beehive and BHPD as well.
Boom, they have it. Challenge accepted, not by me because I can't code, but by somebody else. Let's get the price feed bot for those three tokens so we can have all of them. I'm sure if someone creates some price feed bots, they will get some Leo tippage.
Yep, you will.
Speaking of winning some Leo, it is now 11 minutes after the hour. So it is time for us to pick a name for the Thursday live stream podcast. Yeah. The videotape. I will refresh my thread. We got some late entries. Mogul put one in.
I just did some quick research, and Building Blocks is a crypto podcast that already exists.
Yes, we should definitely research.
Founder Hour is also a podcast. So I feel like, especially since we're not actually naming the podcast this, it's just the episode that's going to be called this. The podcast is still called the Leo Finance Podcast. So I don't think it matters that much. Pretty much any name you come up with will be already taken. So I'm going to say.
So wait, hold on. So you have the Leo Finance Podcast is like the general name for what? All the podcasts? And then these are just
And then these are like episodes of each one. So like a series. Basically like Wednesday, a series.
Okay, because Wednesday you have the podcast with like, you know, Hive based stuff. That's so that's basically mm-hmm. also Leo Finance Podcast, and that's just whatever name it specific to that one is.
Yeah. Or it's like Leo Finance Podcast or like Leo TV is like the overarching thing. And then every day of the week, you know, have a different episode or series. So it's kind of like a network, right? Like you get the network and then you've got all the TV shows in the network.
Gotcha. Well, are we, are you going to pick your favorite or are we putting this to some kind of vote?
Let me, all right.
Are you going to narrow it down to a top, top three,
top two.
Put it to a vote, top two.
Top two, and then we'll put it to a vote.
Nice. I think the, there's definitely some ones that flow off the tongue really nice from some dude named Scaredy Cat Guide. Kidding, not kidding.
This is not rigged.
I just made him up 6 minutes ago. Top of my head. Not bad.
So you can vote on each of those. Here, I'll do the first. So thumbs it up if you want it. I don't know if we should do a thumbs down. I guess we could do a thumbs down too. Thumb up or thumb down?
Well, no, just... I mean, you can just
or just vote like the one you want.
You thumb it up. If you don't like it, just leave it alone.
True. So whichever has the most
thumbs up.
Those are my top two choices.
Did you even look at mine?
I did.
You didn't even look at mine.
I did. I just refreshed. You know, I don't hate yours, but I and Nomad Soul actually had a few that he sent to me before. And the reason why I didn't like them was because I felt like they were too long and too forgettable, basically. So no offense, but.
Interesting. I don't know. I'm feeling Crypto Founders Club.
Crypto Founders Club. I don't hate it. I just feel like it's too long. Like, I feel like you need something that just like sticks in the mind. And like Building Blocks, Founder Hour. Oh,
absolutely. No, Building Blocks is awesome.
I kind of like, I'm not going to say. Those are my top.
Well, also, here's the thing. Like, I guess because it's like kind of like a subtitle to Leo Finance, because it's like, it's also super generic. Like, Building Blocks is cool as hell, but it's like, how do I know that's a crypto thing? Same thing with like Founder Hour, like badass. But true. This is like based on, like, we're going based on the knowledge we have. If someone sees this, you know, with fresh eyes, they have no idea what it is.
Yeah. That's true. But the rest of the title would likely have something related to crypto, right? Like,
well, and again, since it's a subtitle, I don't think it's an issue.
Yeah. Like, for example, like last week we had those two founders on and, you know, the title was like talking NFTs and, you know, whatever, talking play to earn and NFTs with.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So you can, those
are great. Those are great communities to onboard. If we can get like freaking like play to earn. I mean, think about that. I mean, 100%. Obviously, you know, I'm assuming there's a Splinterlance community, but like, yeah, yep. We can get
it's
like, think yeah, about, I was about if we to had say a,
it's the most active community page is Splinterlance. I just dropped the link to it.
Nice. Think about if we had like even like Axie Infinity and some of the other active games, like with communities on Leo Finance, that'd be huge. You know, like right now, what I forget where Axie mainly, you know, I think it's Telegram or whatever, Medium. Oh, nice. Ah, so that what Steam Streams just put in, Chain Chatter.
Chain chatter. I kind of like
I
that
like
too.
that. I do like that.
Right, we'll put that in there. We'll put that in there.
There's a
Last
late
minute
unofficial
submission.
entry. Someone crashed. Someone charged the field.
I might have to make the executive decision because we are at a tie and not seeing any voting
No one's really been
activity.
voting. All right, let me see. I gotta put in my vote. So what we got? We got building blocks, founder error, and chain chatter. I gotta be honest with you. I think Steam Streams might have crashed the party and stole the trophy. I'm going with chain chatter. I like it.
You like
Like
that?
I had, you know, between the two, I had one I was gonna pick, but like I wasn't like you know, I liked it, but I wasn't in love with it. Chain chatter, I'm kind of vibing on. And like you said, it's quick and remember, you know, memorable, right? Yeah, chain chatter does vibe. We do not encourage breaking the rules and crashing the party, but
He didn't even post it on Threads.
sometimes.
Steam streams, the only way you can win is if you go over to the thread and add it right now. I'll give you one chance. You got 30 seconds. Go.
I don't think they're, I don't know if they're listening elsewhere because they're not in Discord. So I don't know if they heard that.
Might be listening on YouTube or something.
True. Go post. Oh, no. Yeah. Streams now.
You said go post in streams.
Oh, in streams. Oops. And threads.
Oh, Block Banter. Look at him with the submissions. Where were you an hour ago?
And threads. I do like Block Banter also.
Wow.
Chain Chatter and Block Banter, those are both good.
Wow.
I mean, when it
He did
comes to
steal the
crypto
show,
though,
didn't he?
what do you think more of? Do you think of like block or chain? Like for me, at least when I guess when I'm thinking of like even more like mainstream and normies, like they think like blockchain, and like I think chain is something they more remember than like block.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Block has a, I feel like Block maybe has some more alternatives.
True. I mean, Leo Chain podcast would actually be badass, but Leo Chain is not an actual thing. But
Right.
maybe that's the good part about it. Because it's like, well, what's Leo Chain? And it's just like, well, you know, it's basically the podcast because, you know, we're talking about crypto, blockchains, you know, and Leo is a platform on a, you know, on a blockchain, on the Hive blockchain. Like it's something that
True.
you remember, but it's also something that basically allows you easily to jump into kind of dropping knowledge.
True.
I mean, it's already the Leo Finance podcast, I guess, is the main thing. But yeah, Leo Chain podcast, for some reason, I like a lot. Not that it was even said, it's just someone said Leo and Chain podcast. But I think if you just make it Leo Chain, seems like you forgot about Leo Mobile. What a sad face. How's that said?
We've got weekly updates on Leo Mobile, sir. Pay more attention.
Yes, except for it's just not working for me. At all. I don't, I'm assuming he's having the same problem I'm having.
Potentially.
All right. I gotta scroll over to the bottom. Oh. Oh my goodness. I'm gonna piggyback off of CF closers. It's funny, there's a lot of people on these threads that like are people that like I follow on my feed that have been around a while. But he had one that said cross chain, but I think it needs the word chat added to it. Cross chain chat, which makes sense because you're bringing people from other blockchains and other platforms.
True.
Leo Finance, cross chain chat.
It's looking like Chain Chatter is winning.
Yep. I think Chain Chatter is going to be it. I mean, honestly, so many of these work, you know. Cross Chain Chatter, Chain Chatter, all those, you know. Even, you know, Founder Hour, Building Blocks. I don't know. I guess me personally, I like titles that like have some kind of word in there in regards to like, you know, chatting or talking or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah. I agree.
Ah, there you go. Bitcoin Flood said, what one works best for SEO?
True. Definitely consideration.
It'll be longer then because you want to get more words in. You want to get block and chain and, you know, cross-chain, block, chatter, banter.
Yeah, let's just make it all the keywords.
Right, all the keywords by loving. Oh, well, it's funny. Actually, my buddy did that initially. Like, he's got, you know, he's a stock trading guy. He's got his thing, Stock Trading Pro. But before that, he literally named it Trading Education Blogs because it was like the top three SEO keywords.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he had that fucking year before. I think it did. And then he, you know, but it's a mouthful. And then he rebranded to Stock Trading Pro, which obviously is just like 10 times better name, you know, runs off the tongue. I don't know, all this cross-train stuff. Like, now all I have is the Crosstown Jimi Hendrix song stuck in my head. Holy moly, blockchain podcast. It's funny. What's the Wednesday one called?
Nomad Soul, I think, already came up with the name for that.
Gotcha. I feel like in some way, shape, or form, there should be a Leo Lyons podcast. Like
Leo Lyons.
Leo That's Lyons cool, podcast.
Maybe that would be a good one if we had a podcast with like a couple of people from the Leo community and just.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, you know what? That's probably would have ended up being a great name for the AMA back when we were doing that. I'm not sorry, not the AM, the round table. Crypto Corner every Wednesday. See, now here's what's funny. I actually think Crypto Corner is probably a better subtopic name for your Thursday one because it's generalized, right? And that's what Thursday is.
That's true.
As opposed to where Wednesday is specific just to, you know, Hive related projects.
True. Maybe Chain Chatter is better for Wednesday since it's like chatting about the Hive blockchain.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Hive Chain Chatter doesn't sound as sexy, but that's what it is.
Right.
And then people know what it is. So, and then Crypto Corner. So, yeah, ironically, I think Nomad Soul had already won the Thursday name. He just unfortunately put it as Wednesdays. Talk about your all-time backfires.
Maybe a good name for Wednesday would be Vibey.
High Vibe.
High Vibe is good. Vibing and hiving.
There you go. Hiving and vibing.
Hiving and vibing.
Oh, vibing and hiving. I like that.
High Five is a good one.
High Five. I do like that. All right. Well. I got to bounce in like 10 minutes for an appointment. So let's pin down some a winner and whatever and some names here in the next 5 minutes. And then we'll do our normal crypto closeout.
All right. While I do that, let's hear your for the clips. I need to hear your crypto prediction. Your crypto price prediction, your market predictions, what's going to happen.
Oh my God. I have none. We're just going sideways. It's like My prediction is the crypto winter will end at some point. It will not end in 2022. So my prediction is continue to stack while the crypto bear hibernates. And me personally, I'm a buyer from here all the way down to whatever price we may see. As I said in the past, my back up the truck, Bitcoin price is in the 13s. So me personally, if we see prices down in the 13s, I'm loading up. I don't know that that's actually going to happen. This 19K level is just being stubborn. So my prediction is continue to weather the storm and stack.
Stack your sats.
Exactly. Stack those sats. In fact, there you go. We can start a Saturday show called
Stacking Sats.
Sat Stacking Saturdays.
Sat Stacking Saturdays.
Like say that three times fast.
I like that.
But yeah,
that would be cool with that. Just a Bitcoin maxi only show where we only talk right? about Bitcoin sure and everything else is a shitcoin.
In fact, calling all Bitcoin maxis, if you want to host a podcast on Leo TV, I've just created the platform and name for you. But yeah, man, there's just smart. I mean, I don't think there's a lot to talk about prediction wise. I think that we're going to continue to be in this crypto winter the rest of the year. I don't see any reason why we'd get a bull market out of nowhere. I mean, the Fed's going to, you know, hammer us again next month with another big rate increase. The stock market, you know, some people saying it's bottomed out. Even if that's the case, I don't expect us to, like, you know, just immediately go bull mode. And I don't know if that's the case either. I could still see us, you know, testing the pre-COVID highs, which we're not far from. So yeah, my prediction is it's a good time to build, you know, kind of like you always say that, you know, crypto winters are for building, you know, that's when the devs are ready to work. I think it's the same thing for your crypto portfolio. Crypto winters are for building your portfolio, like, you know, stack when things are cheap. That doesn't guarantee you're not going to, you know, lose money or you're not going to see your investment go negative at some point. But, you know, if you believe in crypto, then odds are that you believe prices are going to be higher, you know, 2 years from now. So I guess in the end, the lesson is don't tie up money that you're going to need in the next 2 years, you know, investment capital only. And that is all I got to say about that.
Yeah, fortunes are made in the bear market. So stack your sats or whatever crypto you believe in for the long run and just keep stacking. And you'll make your fortune when the next bull run comes. Yeah.
It will be interesting one way or another.
UK is fooped.
Oh yeah, I don't know what's going on in the UK. So I was just like, yeah, we got it easy in the US compared to what's going on over there.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought I had it bad because my Chipotle cost 50% more, but they got
that is too funny. I know everything. Honestly, because over the last 2 months and then over the next 3 weeks, like so much flying. Oh my God, like finding cheap flights is almost non-existent anymore. And I looked, I was looking at like inflation, like cost of stuff year over year, and like airline flights was, I mean, granted a lot of that's the impact of flights being cheaper as we came out of COVID, but yeah.
Right.
It showed like an 86% increase in airline flight fares. I was like, what?
It's crazy. But a lot of it has to do with gas, I think. And then a lot of people working from home and not having to go into the office, and then people aren't even going back to work. You've got the quiet quitting bullshit that's going on. And
yeah, that term just makes me laugh. like quiet quitting. So AKA you just stop doing your work. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I saw a funny meme about that boomers had like a different name for quiet quitting back in the day, but I forgot what it was.
Yeah, we called it probably just like not showing up or fucking napping in the break room.
Yeah. Fuck it Wednesdays.
There you go. But yeah, that was different. Those were different animals. That was the people. I mean, even in my generation, we were the tail end of it. We're like, you know, you literally go out, you know, go out on a Thursday night and like show up at work Friday, like in the same clothes, like wearing a wristband still and just power through.
Love that.
Those days are over. People aren't built like that anymore.
No.
And we are the Mr. Softy Society.
It's true.
But anyway, all right. I'm gonna bounce in a couple minutes here. So I don't know if you officially locked in a winner or if you even want to.
Oh, I did. I think I forgot to say something. Yeah, I sent the 100 Leo because I went on the votes. I did it fairly.
So what was it? Chain Chatter ended up stealing the show.
Chain Chatter came in, swooped in like a falcon and stole the show.
A swooper.
Yeah, Steam Streams is a swooper. So
swooped.
He got his 100 Leo, he or she. Or
there it is. Boom. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Well, not for 100 Leo, especially with inflation.
True. Might have to turn that to 1,000 Leo.
But that's a lot of cool names, though.
Yeah, there are some cool names in there, and we may take some of those names, like Block Banter and some of these other names. Like, I definitely could come up with maybe more shows that we'll end up doing. Where I think our goal long-term is to get, like, a show every single day of the week, so 7 shows a week. Yeah, I mean, so it's doable. If we end up using one of your names later down the line, I will send you 100 Leo.
Yeah. I mean, Block Banter, I like. I mean, it's on that same wavelength as Chain Chatter. So, but yeah, getting a show every day is definitely feasible. I mean, you know, MSP Waves did it. I was, you know, a show on that for, I mean, shit, that's the first time we ever talked when you came on my old Music and Money show back when it was Steam Leo. I mean, so many people, you know, Marky was, you know, when he was just getting started and building Build-A-Whale, he was on my show. I had so many like now whales on my show. Apparently I don't build relationships well. You would think I would be getting voted by all these whales.
The OG. Scaredy Cat is the OG.
Marky voted for me a long time. So that was much appreciated. That was a good run. But yeah, it's definitely feasible to you just need someone to, you know, basically be organizing / running all that. So maybe a Nomad Soul, but maybe, you know, someone specific just for that, because it's it can keep you busy. I know, like Rondon deals with it with for MSP, and I know it keeps him busy. So, but good stuff sweet. Indeed. I'm gonna any parting words before we call it a wrap?
Get out there, get threading. Good luck to the cat with his cat scan. Cat squared.
Just throwing out my health issues. Get worthy guests. The pain. Yes, I know. And now my soul. Trust me, I had my own show for a good year and a half. And yeah, tracking down good guests can be difficult. Until it's like everything else. It's just like you're trying to get good guests. Yeah, and then when you have a show that gets a big following and like popular, then you're getting hit up. Right. Like, so it's, you know, it's just the way it works, you know. But
and then did you get your recap post up?
Oh, I should. You know what? I wrote a bunch of it and there was so much, like it was longer than the other ones where I basically just stopped. But really we didn't add too much more. So yeah, I'm gonna hold on, let me press send. And get that up. Hold on. Crypto market talk. So Next week, I will be back from the 100 Millionaire Summit, so I should be good, assuming I have any voice at all left at that point. Hopefully it'll have recovered. And then I'm traveling the next day, so it's working out. I'm like out of town pretty much most of every week the next few, but back Tuesday. Actually, no, next week I'm good. The week after I will be on a plane, so right. I'm out next week. Gotcha. I'm around, so maybe 2 weeks from now I'm not around.
Okay, so next week is the 25th. We will be on our regularly scheduled AMAs. And then the week after is November 1st. So maybe November 1st, we will do a special edition of the podcast again, where we have a few people come on live to ask questions. So maybe we'll do that when the cat
which is pretty, out of town. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's like, especially to like mix it in like once in a while. Yeah, so obviously I missed the last. Did you do that last time?
We did.
That's cool. How did that go?
It was cool. Yeah, it was really cool. It was cool. It was different. I think we had three people come on, ask some questions, and it turned out really well. It was fun. It was a lot more engaging. It was cool. We went in depth on a few topics that people had good questions on.
That is badass. Yeah, I think it allows you to kind of just dig another level in regards to, like, you know, the questions. The recap post is up.
Sweet. Go upvote the cat. Show him some love because his whale friends are here.
Ah. All the love is always appreciated. Cool. Well, until next week. And hopefully I'll be able to shill Leo Finance and onboard some people live up in Orlando. Oh, yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah,
we'll try to catch recording if it's out there.
Convert these people from investors/real estate investors to crypto investors.
Sounds good.
Rock and roll. All righty. Keep spreading the good word, people. I'm doing my part. Literally be shilling in front of a few hundred people this weekend.
Keep the growth going. And
exactly.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Sweet. See ya.
Later.